When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And what a show we have for you. Fantastic. Woo! We're coming off a big weekend. The Final Four is set. NBA action galore, and what an Oscars. My goodness. And the Oscars had such a, something so big happened at the Oscars. Obviously, y'all know Will Smith slapping the taste out of Chris Rock's mouth. So big that it's been talked about on sports shows all day, and we, of course, will deal with that.
It's the biggest story in the country,
later
Chris.
In the second hour.
There's no way you can have a talk show and not talk about that. Right.
We didn't address it on First Things First.
Wow.
But, yeah, we didn't address it. But this radio format, we will for sure. And, yeah, but it was big. I was not watching it live, Rob. I wasn't watching. I'm not in the Oscars.
Most people are watching the Oscars, Chris. You know what? I never missed the Oscars.
Right. That's how I am.
I never miss it.
I'm just not really. The only one of those shows I really am into, honestly, is the ESPYs. I'm just not, you know, I like movies and all that, music and all that, but I'm just not into those shows. But my parents were watching it, and they showed me, you know, I just happened to be down there right after it happened in their room. And they were astonished. And then I checked it out. And then
never
my wife
seen
came
that.
In and I showed
they've
no,
never
of course.
Seen that. They, right. Your parents never saw that on national television.
No.
Never.
Nobody has. So that's why it was such a big story. But we will get into all of that in the second hour. Let's introduce the iCouple crew, Rob, and get this thing popping. We got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and twos on the Magic City Monday.
That's right.
We got Danny G, the golden voice.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though you may not hear much of his voice, he definitely got the golden voice. And he is in for super producer Rob G running
what a
things.
Blessing when God gives everybody something, Chris. You know,
Danny G say
has
something.
The pipes.
You know something. What
I'm saying? Even the laugh, you can tell.
Yes.
Yeah, we got an email saying that Rob G is in the lead for the bracket challenge. So we're thinking he's at home lighting up a cigar.
Wow.
Is that true?
Wow.
Yeah.
Rob G, my bracket, I just stopped looking at my bracket after like Thursday. And Rob, you know what I say? Stopped after yours a week after earlier.
Right, after Kentucky, which was my pick to win the championship. Because, you know, in cards often, Chris, my hand is so bad, I say I have a hand like a foot. You know what I mean? That's how bad it is. And, yes, and that's what I have with the
yeah, I did get one Final Four team, which I
you?
Think is most in a lot. Kansas.
You got Kansas. Yeah. Bill Kansas. Self. Okay.
Yep. And I had Arizona, Gonzaga, and Purdue, and they all gone. So, it's interesting, though, Rob. All four in this tournament of upsets, and St. Peter's, of course, doing something nobody's ever done as a 15 seed, reaching the Elite Eight. All the Final Four are essentially blue bloods. I say essentially because Villanova, I don't know if they're
late.
Blue
they've
blood.
Won a
yeah,
couple
yeah.
championships
I mean,
in there.
Absolutely.
They're one of the elite
years,
programs.
25 yeah, they years, won, they're yeah. as good as anybody. And then you got Kansas, you got Duke, and North Carolina. So it's going to be good. I mean, it's been a good tournament, and I think it's a good Final Four. So we will see. And on the updates, our man, Steve DeSager, Michael Lee from the Washington Post, has covered the NBA for 19 seasons. He'll join us at the bottom of this hour, so definitely keep it locked. Rob, let us start with the LA Lakers. And yesterday, you know, I'm watching a lot of games yesterday, and I'm trying to divvy up, okay, which ones am I going to pay attention to? You had Brooklyn and Charlotte. You had the Lakers and New Orleans. And there was one other big game on that I was into earlier before that. I can't remember which one it was. But I was looking at all these games. It was 76ers and the Suns, which we will get into later. And the Lakers one, I was like, okay, I don't really have to pay too much attention to that one. I'll keep an eye on it.
Well, they, you know,
they opened up a 23-point
right,
lead. Right. And I'm thinking, I'll keep an eye to see what LeBron's doing, but, you know, that one's not competitive. And next thing I know, here come the New Orleans Pelicans, sans Zion Williamson, of course.
All year. All year.
Yep. But Brandon Ingram's there, CJ McCollum's there, and they end up beating the Lakers. Not only beating them, but beating them by 8. LeBron goes for 39, 9 boards, and 5 assists in a losing effort. And there, Rob, I took me a while to get here, and they still may make it. I don't think they're making even the play-in. I don't think they're making the play-in.
You remember when I stepped out there a couple weeks ago, what was it, a month ago, and said that they weren't going to make it?
Well, it was about 2 weeks ago.
Was it 2 weeks? I thought it was a
you
little
You added
than
on
that.
2 weeks.
No, I thought it was
about two. Maybe
okay.
two to three, maybe.
Yeah, I say more like 3 because I don't think it was last week. It was a couple
no,
weeks
No, it wasn't
ago.
Last yeah. week. It was, yeah, yeah. But,
2 or 3 weeks ago. But, you know, yeah. I did say it, right? I stepped out
right.
there.
And they're, as of now, they're the 10th seed, a half game behind 9th seed in New Orleans, which has the tiebreak over them. And, Rob, they're a game in front of San Antonio. San Antonio owns the tiebreaker. And
that,
the
that's
Lakers
the scary
schedule,
part,
that,
right?
That is scary because their schedule is ridiculous. They're the worst road team of all of the top 11 seeds in each conference. So if you want to say the top 22 teams in the league, they got the worst road record. And they've got Denver, Phoenix, Golden State.
We're talking about the Lakers, right?
Yes. The five of their last eight are on the road.
And six of eight are against teams over 500, Chris.
Right.
They have a hell of a schedule, and LeBron has a bad ankle.
He and Anthony Davis are questionable for tomorrow's game.
They're not
going to
play against Dallas. They're going to take the L there and then hope after that. Because LeBron has a bad ankle from that game. I don't know how he finished. That's what he said.
And I don't know how. I mean, I don't know. I know adrenaline. You can roll off adrenaline for a while. You know this. We've covered the league a long time. And the next day, the ankle can be worse or, you know, the flight doesn't help either. But, Rob, he played 31 minutes and scored 28 points after the ankle injury. So I just don't know how bad it is.
No, he made it bad, but I'm saying
I'm going with him.
I'm not a doctor. If he says it was so terrible and he doesn't know how he continued, you know what I mean? I'm just listening to what he's saying.
Right, right, right.
But I'm with you. He kept playing and he didn't go
and
away.
And look good.
Right.
I mean, so that, but you're right. Dallas, Utah, Phoenix, Golden State, Denver, all on the road. Like, those are five games they're supposed to lose.
Yep.
Then you got New Orleans, which is owns you at home. Then Denver, which could beat you. OKC is like the only game. And heck, that's not a guarantee.
Because they've lost to OKC once or twice this year, Chris.
I feel like they played OKC like once a week or something early on. But, yeah, OKC has been tough for them. OKC is 2-1 against them.
That's what I thought. I thought that they won a couple games.
Right, right. So I think they're out, Rob. But anyway, you wrote a good column today on Deadspin.com about LeBron, and Frank Vogel actually brought up last week that he should be in the MVP race, and you begged to differ. Explain.
Yeah, Chris, I thought yesterday was Exhibit A as why he shouldn't be in the MVP conversation. And it's just, he had 39. I don't think he could play any better, right?
And it's not offensively.
Right.
You know, defensively.
You know what I mean, offensively, right. That team doesn't play defense. Right. But it wound up being for naught. That was like a playoff game, Chris, wasn't it? It was like that. That was the nature of that game and how important it was against New Orleans. And despite LeBron's numbers, it didn't come close to them winning because they gave up 41 points in the third quarter against New Orleans. And nobody wants to boo-hoo about, oh, the Lakers don't have Anthony Davis. Zion hasn't played a minute all year.
Right, right.
All year. So nobody wants to hear that because they've been able to win games. They've beaten the Lakers a few times. Again, they own the tiebreaker. Another bad team like the Spurs own the tiebreaker against the Lakers. These are the bad teams. The Thunder's out of it, Chris, but they would have the tiebreaker because they've won two out of three. Just think about that.
Right. They're 7-19 in their last 26.
I mean, terrible, but they got two wins against the Lakers,
the Lakers are 7-19.
Oh, is that what they are, 7-19?
In the last 2 months, yeah.
I mean, just ugly. And I think when we talk about MVPs, it's got to include winning. If LeBron had that, Chris, in a win, and, you know, they got a little thing going, and they win five of their last seven or whatever it is, and they make the play, you know, or whatever, you could say, man, given all that's going on or whatever, he was able to rally the troops. I don't know. But to me, most of his points seem, you know, after the fact, meaningless, down by 20, fill in the stat sheet.
Now, last night, though, he had 25 in the first half.
No. I got
so that. I think he's been scoring when – I think his points have been meaningful in that they've come – you know, it's not like, oh, they're down 30 and here come LeBron with 20 points in the third.
But
you know,
they had a bad stretch. I get that last night especially. But they've had a bad stretch, Chris, where they were down by 20 in the first half for a number of games as well.
And they came back in some, you know, they didn't win them, but they came back at one point.
But that's where I'm at. I just think
it's meaningless.
I just think this season for him. As good as he's been, at great, he's leading the league in scoring at 30 points exactly, a scooch ahead of Embiid.
Right.
But I just, Embiid's numbers at stuff are more meaningful, Chris. He had a whole year basically without Ben Simmons, kept that team afloat. Won big game after big game in order to keep that thing from going the other way. And before he got James Harden. And I just think his season compared to LeBron is A, meaningful compared to LeBron's, which was meaningless.
Yeah, I mean, look, LeBron's not in the MVP conversation. He's not. And I don't mean that like, you know, in response to Frank Vogel. He's not. I don't mean my – I'm an MVP voter. I'm one of the official voters. He's not in my thought process of this. And I will guarantee you he's not in 90%, if not more, of the voters' thought processes, because ever since the writers started voting in 1980, winning has become a part of the discussion, period. Only twice has a guy won it without winning at least 50 games. That was Moses Malone the first year, or the second year, I'm sorry, 81-82. And then Russell Westbrook the year he averaged a triple-double. That's it. Now, when the players were voting before that, two times, Kareem and Bob Pettit won it with losing records. But winning matters because, Rob, you said it last week a few times, somebody's got to score. Like, a team's not going to lose. They're not going to score in the 40s.
Right. They're going to score.
Right. Somebody's going to put up 20-some-odd points on a bad team. And I'm not saying LeBron, he's proven he's not like a bad, you know, just a guy getting numbers on bad teams. But this year, if the numbers aren't impacting the winning, you have to take that into consideration. Here's, though, Rob, why I would say it's not a meaningless year for him. And it's because what he's doing, even though he can't impact winning like he used to, what he's doing at 37 years old, and more importantly, in his 19th season, is historic. And I think we'll look back, and I even look at Jordan, and, you know, Jordan at 39 and 40 years old was a legitimate all-star. Like, when he made the all-star team his last year in the league as a 40-year-old, averaging 20 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists on like 44.5% shooting. Rob, those are like Allen Houston prime numbers. Latrell Sprewell prime numbers. You know, some of these all-star guards who've made it 2-3 times in their career. Heck, Reggie, those are Reggie Miller prime numbers. Mm-hmm. Actually better in terms of rebounding and assists. And Jordan was doing that as a 40-year-old. So I always looked at it like, I'm not going to harp on it because they didn't win. But I never looked at that as, oh, Jordan, he's lost it. He's not any good. For a 40-year-old, that was impressive. And that's what I look at LeBron as. For a 37-year-old in his 19th year, we've never seen anything like it. That's impressive. So I actually don't think it's a knock on his legacy. I think it enhances it. Later on, as we talk about it, you know, so.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
We got to deal with the biggest story in America right now, and that is Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars last night. After Chris Rock made a joke about his wife, Jada. Jada has shaved her head. It's not fully bald, but it's a very short haircut because she's battling with alopecia, which, you know, is causing her hair loss. Right, and she's been very open about it on social media. I didn't know, but, you know, apparently she's been very open about it on social media and how it's a struggle for her. And finally, I guess a year or so ago, maybe 2 years, she started wearing her hair short. And, you know, it was a challenge for her to do that. And so Chris Rock made a joke saying, I'm looking forward to seeing the sequel. I'm paraphrasing, of G.I. Jane. Remember that with Demi Moore?
Well, she has a short haircut, like right, a man. She was like
exactly.
Cut.
Right. So that's where the joke came from. Will Smith initially laughed. Then, I don't know, maybe glanced at Jada. Jada looked upset from the get-go. And Will went up there and slapped Chris Rock. And that was that. So, Rob, let's get your views, and then I'll share mine.
Please. I've been ready for this. I was mortified and stunned. I was not watching. It was sent to me. I got the Japanese TV version, Chris. You know.
What?
Unedited.
Okay.
No, unedited.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that version. So you got to hear what Chris Rock was saying And that's, what Will Smith was saying? Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, someone sent me the Japanese
version. I see the unedited version, yeah.
Yes, so I saw it. And I was stunned. I was absolutely stunned. And I thought Will Smith was way out of line. I was embarrassed for him. I thought it was a bad look. And I know people are making excuses for him. And there's a split. And some people say it's Chris Rock's fault because he told a joke or whatever. But I'm sorry, Chris. There's no place for violence. Not that was assault on national television with people watching, where Chris Rock is doing a live television show and he's a comedian. The people are like, oh, well, Will Smith was defending his wife. You better not talk about somebody's wife. You'll get slapped down. No. If I was in a restaurant and somebody walks up, Chris, who doesn't know me or know my wife, and they have something to say, I'm going to have an issue with you. I'm not talking about violence, because you can't justify violence at all. What Will Smith did, that's violence. That's assault. He's lucky Chris Rock isn't pressing charges, because they wouldn't have to do much a lot of investigating on what happened, because it's on tape.
Right.
I don't think I've ever seen that, Chris, ever. Someone attack somebody on live television. And I know, he apologized today, Chris. It came out. He apologized. And you can
to
read the
Chris.
Yeah, he apologized. I just said.
Because he apologized last night to the Academy and everybody, you know, there.
Here's what he said real quick. Violence, quote, violence in all forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior at last night's Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally, Smith wrote. Quote, I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line, and I was wrong. I am embarrassed, and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There is no place for violence in a world of love and kindness, end quote. And that came today, but there's no way, Chris, if there's an issue, and here's my last point. Chris Rock is a comedian. That's what comedians do. And I get it, and if there's an issue, there's a time and a place off stage where you let Chris Rock have it and say, man, that was insensitive. I didn't appreciate it. You know what I mean? We don't have to be friends. I don't need to talk to you or whatever it is, where you get across that you didn't appreciate that. But to physically attack someone in a setting, in a circumstance, it wasn't a fight. And to slap somebody,
thankfully,
Chris.
Thankfully, it wasn't a fight.
Right. And to slap somebody, you know this, Chris. It's the biggest disrespect you can give somebody. It's worse than a punch. Where you slap, when you say to somebody, I'll slap the S out of you. Like it's a disrespectful gesture. And that's what he did last night. And I thought Will Smith was dead wrong. And I applaud Chris Rock for being professional and holding on, because I don't think I would have been able to do that.
Yeah, first of all, I will shout out Chris Rock. You're right. I thought he handled himself very professionally. And had he swung back and if they had started fighting, it would have been chaos up in there. Because, you know, who knows how the crowd would have reacted. People would have rushed the stage. I mean, it just would have been chaos. And it would have been a horrible
look.
Chris
smacked the hell out of him.
At first, I didn't know he slapped him. I thought he punched him. And honestly, I was like, hey, Chris Rock took that punch like a champion. Because he just stepped back and then he was fine. But when I saw it was actually a slap, it made more sense. You punch somebody that's not expecting a punch, Rob, you could knock them. I mean, you could knock them out even if they are. But, you know, if they're not bracing themselves for a punch and you got anything on your punch, you could knock somebody out. So I do credit Chris Rock, because it could have been chaotic. So shout out to him for being professional. I'm not as down on Will Smith as you are. I do think it was wrong. But my first reaction, and I'm just going to keep it real, Rob. When I first saw it, the first thing that ran through my mind was, yo, now you jumping bad? Now you protective of your wife? When no, we all it. Have heard what went down with this young kid, August Alsina, this R&B singer, is that what he is?
Who put it out there to let everybody know what's going on.
And Jada put it out there. He put it out. He actually said, Will gave him his blessing. So it was just like, I'm like, now you want to be the protective husband. So that was the first thought that ran through my mind. And Rob, I think a lot of Will Smith's reaction was a buildup. Because obviously that's out there. And I'm just going to keep it real. And I don't know either one of them. From the outside, the marriage looks like it's pretty jacked up. I mean, just keeping it real. You know, they were both on the Red Table Talks, her show, and they talk about her cheating with this kid that was friends of their children. And Will, according to him, Will was down with it, although Will and Jada say that wasn't the case. It just looks jacked up. And people were joking about it. Like, I think it was Regina Hall is her name, black actress. She was on stage with, I don't know if you saw this, Rob, earlier in the show, with some single men on stage. And she said, oh, Will Smith, and Will, your name is on this list too. You're married, but you know, you could come up here and Jada's giving you the blessing.
Right.
You know, like people were joking about it. There was something, another award show recently where it was joked about. And by Laverne Cox, it joked about it, the actress. And so my point is, I think that maybe Will Smith, he just got tired of it. Because people were making their marriage look like kind of a joke. And I think that may have been, that was something I thought about, man, maybe it was just like, enough is enough, man. But I also think, I'm with the people that are like, look, once you start talking about a dude's wife, comedian or not, I don't care if you're a comedian. Once you start talking about my wife, all bets are off. I mean, real talk. And the thing that hit me
is
that's fine. Comedian or not, I don't care. I mean, man, all types of rules are being broken today. You know, people, all types of standards have changed. Just because you're a comedian,
she's
don't
a
mean
star.
You got
points. She's not
I
a don't no
care.
Name. She's not
I
a housewife
care.
Where you bringing
she's
her into the
got a
limelight.
Disease,
she's
well,
a star.
Rob, let me finish. You saw when he made that joke. Now, I don't know, and my guess is that Chris Rock doesn't know that or didn't know that she had this condition, alopecia. But I don't know, maybe he did, but I'm assuming he didn't. But you saw the look on her face when she heard that joke. She was clearly hurt. And Will Smith knows the angst and the trauma that she may have gone through. I don't know. But that she may have had to go through to even get the courage to shave her head and go out in public with a shaved head, which is not along the beauty lines of the beauty standards in America. So I don't know, but she talked about how it was tough and he saw it up close and personal. And then on top of that, and you know this, Rob, for black women, hair is an issue. Chris Rock did a whole movie on it called Good Hair. And you know how that's an issue for black women. Because natural black hair is not, again, along the beauty standards of the European beauty standards and the white beauty standards that America has imposed. And even that African Americans have accepted. And so that is another issue. And if I was in that situation and my wife, and I know how tough it was for her to get out there and do that, and, you know, this dude's making fun of comedians. So what? It's real life. I'm going to be upset, too. Now, I would not have done what Will Smith did. And I don't condone what he did. But I understand his anger. And I think if he had been able to walk up there take the mic and say, look, Chris, I know you meant this as a joke, but my wife, I love my wife's haircut. My wife is beautiful. She is the most beautiful woman out here. And I wouldn't take anyone over. Like, if he had been able to say something really saluting and praising his wife in that moment, I think that would have been terrific. And so I get why he was upset. Again, I'm not condoning him slapping Chris Rock, but I'm not also going to sit here and just, you know, brush over and gloss over what Chris Rock said when she has a disease. Now, yeah, if she didn't have that, that'd be one thing.
No,
but she has a disease.
But the problem I have with you is you're saying it's okay. What are you saying? I mean, okay, he made a joke.
I'm saying I understand why he was upset.
But you, okay, so upset, but to go up and assault someone?
Didn't I just say I don't condone what he's doing, what he did? But I understand why he was angry. I'm not giving Chris Rock a pass on his joke, is what I'm saying.
You can say that was you wrong. Didn't appreciate the joke, and that's what I said, or you thought that it crossed the line, or if you wanted to make a point, but people who are
that's
justifying...
That's what I said Will Smith okay, should have yeah, done. I don't know if you were listening to me.
I heard what you said.
If he had been able to go up there and make a statement rather than like defending his wife, because his wife needed defense. And I'm going to tell you, I don't think there are many women alive. Like, if they were in Jada Pinkett's shoes, and I bet you Jada is looking at it like, Will overreacted, Will was wrong, but I got a soldier. He went to bat for me, man. He defended me. Every woman wants their man to be willing to defend him.
Not with violence.
I disagree with that. We got armies for violence.
I get that, but
we
Chris,
got police forces
I,
for violence. There's a time for everything.
Yeah, but not in the case of words. Not in the case of words. Not in the case of words. That's what we disagree.
If you listen, Rob, I don't know how many times I got to tell you. I don't agree with what Will Smith did, but I do agree with him being upset, understand it, and defending his wife. He should have done it differently. Again, make a statement. And I don't buy at the end of the show, go tell Chris Rock. Chris Rock said something publicly. The whole auditorium was laughing at his wife. The whole auditorium.
Chris,
and you
he's
just
a comedian.
Sit there and then go to, I don't care, Rob.
Well, but that's what we differ.
Comedians can say whatever the heck they want.
No, but he wasn't just doing it out of meanness because he saw it walk and he was at the buffet grabbing food and he made fun of her in front of people for no reason. He's a comedian.
Rob,
he was paid to entertain.
You want to be a comedian.
Whenever
you do your stand-up, you know there are certain lines you can't cross here as an employee at Fox Sports Radio. Even if you're not an employee, we have social kind of unwritten rules that you can't go to because of things that have happened in society. Black people, if you watch black comedians, they always make fun of white people. But you don't see the reverse because of the history of this country and the social context. White people, comedians can't even go up there and mimic a black dude's speaking tone because of the social context and what's going on in this country. No, you know I'm right. Am I wrong?
No.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, but that's not what I'm talking about. My point is...
Then comedians can't get away with everything.
No.
Like you're trying to say.
But in this case, this is what he was.
Nah, my wife got a disease. You making fun of her. The thousands of people in this room are laughing at her. Millions on national TV.
Okay,
she's clearly
but you
upset.
Don't go up and pimp slap somebody and assault somebody. I don't care. You could disagree.
We don't disagree on that, Rob.
Okay.
We don't disagree on that.
But to say that Jada should be Jada. To say that Jada, my man stood up for me in that way.
Not that way.
Because
I got a woman.
I wouldn't be proud of that.
My woman would be proud
I wouldn't be
that
proud
I stood
of
up
that.
For her. Even
that's
if
not
she
standing
said,
up for me.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
The lowest common denominator.
Nah,
is taking it
sometimes
to violence.
It take, you ain't
no,
gonna make fun of my
that's
woman.
That's the lowest common
and me
denominator.
Sit there and take it.
It ain't about violence. There's a way to have a conversation and deal with it and tell Chris Rock
Rob,
that he crossed the line.
Why are you putting the violence part on me? Because I told
I'm
you,
not
maybe,
talking
maybe the fourth
I'm
time.
To,
well, let me say it again. Maybe four times. He was wrong for slapping him. He should have went up there and took the mic and said something in praise of his wife. But my point is, a woman wants a man to defend her. I got a woman. She wants me to defend her. All right? And if Jada's sitting there saying he went overboard, I guarantee you she ain't mad at him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Logan Paul, of course, one of the Paul brothers trying to capitalize on the slap heard around the world, as they're calling it. Logan Paul has offered Will Smith and Chris Rock
$15 million each to fight in a boxing ring.
Stop it. Can we
now,
stop
he had previously,
now?
Rob, offered Pete Davidson and Kanye West, you know, they beefing right. over Kim Kardashian, $30 million each to fight. And now he's offering these guys $15 million. But here's the thing. Well, first of all, I don't want to see them fight.
I would have no interest in that, Chris. And you know what? There would be people who would love to see it. That's and there
oh,
would,
yeah, yeah.
They would make a gazillion dollars if those two put on gloves.
Look,
I wouldn't watch it.
If they were roughly the same size, I mean, Will Smith's like twice as big as Chris Rock. That's just not – now. And I'm not saying, oh, I just want to see these dudes fight. But if you fight in a boxing ring – you know what I mean? It rules and it's a fair fight. You know, then that can have interest. People can be interested in, obviously, celebrity boxing. But that it just, to me, it makes no sense. These two guys are not even close to the same size. And I agree with you, Rob. Like, this was kind of so ugly
right.
that I'd rather them just move past it. And Will Smith apologized today. I'm glad, Rob, that Chris Rock is not filing charges. I think he may understand, you know, I don't know if he thinks he crossed the line, but I think he understands that it hurt Jada. And, you know, maybe that's why he's not doing
he's
it. But I'm
man
glad
he's a better man
go.
Than I am because I would have filed assault charges. I'm not even kidding you. To be attacked in that forum, I just don't think that you can disagree with my comedy. You could say I crossed the line. I made a mistake. And Chris, if I'm a genuine person and you say to me, Rob, you crossed the line. I didn't appreciate that talking about my wife. She has a disease or whatever. And if I really didn't mean to offend her in that light, then I would apologize to you and to her. And then that would be for you to accept my apology that I'm sincere and I didn't mean it. To that, I didn't know about the alopecia. You know what I mean? If I could make right. that case,
and
I really didn't
think he
that.
Knew.
I really didn't
I
know. But. I didn't know that. I just thought it was a fashion statement that you cut your hair short. And now that I know, if had I known that, I would have left it. I would not have used that joke. So I apologize for that. But to just come up out of nowhere and smack the S out of me in that fashion. I give Chris Rock a lot of credit. I'm telling you, I would have filed charges.
Well, he, I give him credit for not basically slapping Will back or starting a fight, or not starting a fight, but making it into a fight because it just would have been chaotic. And who knows what the ramifications
could the show have gone
been.
On, Chris? I mean, if they had a brawl and they started fighting,
no,
what would have happened?
It just could have been somebody could have been seriously hurt. Somebody they could have felt falling off the stage. Like other people could have been in the crossfire. Maybe other people would have started fighting. Who knows what would have happened? But it would have been terrible. Let me address this, Rob, because a lot of people are Steve DeSager, but Stephen A. Smith, Shannon Sharp. A lot of people have said, you know, even Antonio Daniels brought it up that it's bad for us and as black people and, you know. Wasn't there a black, I don't want to say director, but who ran the show? Producer of the show? Will Packer, right. Produced the show? Right. We've had him on the show.
Yes.
Here's what I say. I get the reality of we're in a majority white country that has been, and still to some degree, is racist toward black people. But don't allow that to be an excuse. Because the reason whites have discriminated against blacks is not because of things like happened last night. Like, this whole racial situation that started 400 years ago, black people just minding their own business. All right? And whites enslaved, kidnapped, some were sold, no doubt, from Africans. But that had nothing to do with, oh, those people are behaving badly. You know, they're immoral. We can do this. No, that racism had nothing to do. It wasn't our fault. And even today, Jim Crow wasn't our fault. You know, even today, we can look at situation after situation
Is the NFL coaching situation where black coaches aren't really being hired? Is that because blacks are behaving badly? Because we're embarrassed, they're worried. I'm just saying, like, that is not the reason that white companies or whatever aren't hiring blacks.
I think it is because
of race. And I get it that people aren't saying. I'm just saying, let's not go there because that's not the reality. And if we're going to go there, we put out stereotypical images of ourselves as African Americans all the time. Yeah, whether it's in our rap music or whatever, we put it out all the time. And we don't worry about, with all the violence in our music that we can't put on other people. You say something violent, being violent to a Jewish person if you're black, they're going to shut that down. But we're allowed to be violent toward one another on the radio all day, every day.
But
why aren't we saying, well, that we putting these images out there because, you know, that's giving whites an excuse. So I'm just saying, one, let's not act like that is the real reason for the discrimination. And two, if you're going to go there, then be consistent.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I don't agree with giving them an excuse or letting people off the hook. Because there's some situation, you know, like that. But I do.
It's one black dude that acted out. You know what I'm saying?
But Will Smith is just you expect him to be more classy, Chris. It just looks bad from like you're normalizing thuggery. That a guy like Will Smith would reduce himself to the lowest common denominator when he doesn't like something. That's the image. It's not giving the companies an excuse and saying, oh, see, that's why you can't hire them. No, that's not what I'm saying. But that to normalize thuggery and to normalize violence. No, violence shouldn't be accepted.
Well, that didn't normalize it.
Well, but
don't you think we normalize that more in hip hop?
Yeah,
if we're normalizing it anywhere, it's in that.
But there's certain factions and people where you can look at a situation and circumstance, and not that you think it's right, but you can understand it more. You can't understand a guy who's had the success, the financial, windfall
success
that he's had.
All right,
you know
right.
what I mean, Chris? All of this, and yet it still came down to this is the way you handle something when you don't like it. And I think that was the imagery, and you know there were younger people today who saw that and were like wowed by it, that Will Smith gets down like that, like that's how he handles circumstances. So then other people feel like, yo, you say something about my girl or my wife and I'm gonna smack you up, I'm gonna Will Smith you.
That's already the feeling. I mean, you can't just be talking about people's wives or mother. You know that. In our community, you ain't even got to say a mother insult, just your mama. And those are fighting words. You can't be going around talking about people's wives. That's why, like I said, I don't agree with Will Smith, what he did with the violence, but I understand his being upset. His wife was clearly hurt. And again, she's got a disease. She's talked about, you know, getting up, mustering up the courage to go ahead and wear the shaving bald head. Chris Rock knows that's an issue with black women. He did a whole movie on it. And again, I think it would have been beautiful if Will Smith goes up there and asks for the mic from Chris and says, look, something to the effect of, look, man, I love Jada's haircut. She is beautiful and the most beautiful woman in the world to me with that. Something to that effect. That would have been a wonderful moment, and it would have made your wife feel better, and it would have been defending her, coming to her defense, and it wouldn't have been the violence. And I do, like I said, to me, he didn't know if he was going to win the award, but he could have said something when he won the award. He could have waited and said something. But I do feel like it had to be public and dealt with at that time because it wasn't going to Chris Rock, you know, behind stage. Hey, man, I ain't agree with that. No, he said that in front of millions on TV watching and thousands or hundreds in the auditorium who were laughing. Now, maybe they were laughing because, you know, Rob, in your those environments, you know, something might not even be funny. People laugh. But still, she was embarrassed. And I understand a husband coming to his wife's defense. He went too far, but I get that aspect of it.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.